This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The American Soybean Association's Board of Directors approved a comprehensive strategic plan that they say will strengthen the organization's efforts on policy and trade. The plan, approved by the American Soybean Association Board at its annual meeting in St. Louis this week, will guide the association's activity to the year of 2021. The strategic plan's end goal is focusing the American Soybean Association mission more centrally on policy and trade benefiting soybean farmers. It includes adding additional policy personnel, more flexibility in helping state organizations, restructuring the board of directors and committee's revised board meeting formats, and establishing a soy regulatory issues coalition. The plan is the product of nearly 2 years of discussions by an American Soybean Association task force comprised of farmer leaders and state and national soybean staff, led by former association president Steve Wellman, a farmer from Nebraska. The Greenville Livestock Auction has a multiple breed breeding stock sale taking place this Saturday. Greenville Livestock Auction Manager Steve Carruthers has details about what's going to be available.
Yeah, this is Steve Carruthers with Greenville Livestock Auction. We will have our annual breeding stock sale this Saturday, December the 12th. This Saturday, December 12th at 10 a.m. We've got a lot of good consignments, expecting 500 to 600 bred cows and bred heifers. Got an excellent run of heifers. TSC Farms has got 80 heifers. Harnisher Farms have 36 heifers. LD Farms has got 18 heifers. We've got 35 good, a lot of commercial heifers, a lot of bred cows, got several dispersals, so come out and join us.
Once again, that sale is at the Greenville Livestock Auction this Saturday, December 12th, starting at 10 a.m. We'll be back with more after these messages. The EPA recently pulled registration of the Enlist Duo herbicide made by the Dow Chemical Company. Enlist Duo contains two popular herbicide ingredients, glyphosate and 2,4-D. The EPA made its decision after receiving new information that the herbicide is more harmful than originally thought. Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, Chuck Spencer, says there's been a slight change in the way the U.S. EPA has been viewing the chemical approval process when the ag industry controls pests, even though there is a long-standing lawful process in place.
What I think the overall industry is concerned about is the way the EPA, U.S. EPA, approves and reviews its pesticides. We have very clear long-standing law and then regulatory process that is spelled out within the agency. And what we've noticed is that there's been a slight change in the way the U.S. EPA has been viewing chemistry approval process when we control pests, whether they be weed pressures that we face in fields or whether it's insect pressures. And we feel as though that process has been one that's been in place very clearly by governing law that's been around for quite some time. They have tens of scientists, not only in the private sector that makes the application, but within the agency as well. It's very important that we continue within that pathway of public review, public discussion, and then rulemaking. What we did note that was a little bit different in this one instance is that there was a concern raised by the administration over a filing with another agency in patent and what that meant when it came to the science. And it's probably one of the first times that we've seen a little bit of a difference and perspective from the science behind the product registration and its use in the marketplace. So I think what our perspective is and what we're doing out in Washington, D.C., is advocating that this EPA stay very close to the scientists and the specific review process that's in both law and regulation. If we have deviations from that, once again, on a basis of interpretation or a difference of perspective, then we change the whole platform in which we've come to know for quite some time. And that's concerning to us. Business needs predictability, certainty, and consumers want to know about safety. And all of those three initiatives must work together. And we want to make sure that continues to happen. And we need to make we also need to assure that perspectives or supposition stays out of the process. So we're very watchful and continue to have discussions not only with the agency and administration, but those on Capitol Hill about the concern that we see developing on approval.
Chuck spent the beginning of the week in D.C. focusing on initiatives for the ag industry in 2016. He says that nutrient management programs in states across the U.S. are going to be very important.
The nutrient management programs that are underway in states across this nation are going to be a very important focus for not only our involvement in providing input to what we're doing so they have the most current and accurate information of what ag retailers, farmers, and the manufacturing industry for fertilizer is doing in regards to application to the land and monitoring its nutrient utilization by plants, but also what we're going to be doing with the conservation programs and initiatives, promoting the messages of 4R stewardship, the right source, right rate, right time, right place, and making sure that we consider that in the forefront of our minds every time we make an application and work with the plant nutrients. To have productive plants, they've got to be fed. And that food comes from the fertilizers we apply. And we also have to be very aware of the wildlife and water resources that we interact with on a daily basis. And I think that's something that farm cold deer, farm families appreciate with great value, and that we have to make sure we share with regulators as well as consumers what we're doing on that front.
Once again, those words were from Executive Director of Corporate and Government Relations for GrowMark, Chuck Spencer. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.